It's Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. How many want to go back to the office? How and with what skills? And crime pays in other ways in a ransomware-free segment. This is the Business of Tech. So, labor again in the news. Arizona State University conducted a survey of employers in the US and the UK. Turns out, 88% of employers plan to encourage vaccination before returning to the office, and nearly 7 out of 10 employers are testing employees. 60% of employers said they plan to require proof of vaccination from their employees, and 59% will incentivize vaccinations. Breaking that down further, 40% said they will require all employees to be vaccinated, 32% will encourage but not require vaccinations, 16% will require some employees to be vaccinated, and 12% said they either don't have a plan or don't plan to require vaccinations. Now, some do want to go back to the office. 4 in 10 software engineers want to go back to the office when it's safe to do so, although about one-third prefer to continue working remotely. This per data from Rollbar. There's a lot of reskilling news as well. Research in the UK indicates about 17 million people lack the digital skills necessary for work and life, and only 23% of employees report any digital skills training from employers. The Wall Street Journal is reporting on the US skills gap too in roles like data analysis and engineering, and an uptick in reskilling internally. McKinsey reports that replacing an employee costs 20 to 30% of the annual salary, while retraining an existing employee costs less than 10% of their annual pay. So, why do we care? A key decision for employers in the US is going to be about requirements for vaccination and safety on any return to the office. Like all things, employees' desires are not going to be binary, as it's not all go back or all remote, but varying degrees in the middle. Even oversimplifying, 4 in 10 want to be back, 3 in 10 want remote, and that leaves 3 in the middle. Layer in the safety concerns, and employers have a lot to consider here. I included data on skills training because as owners and managers consider staffing concerns, investment in your own team makes a lot of sense. Worried they might leave for greener pastures? Well, what if they stay? Let's talk security without a single ransomware incident. First, new data from MITRE out about the effectiveness of endpoint detection and response solutions. The research-focused company tweaked their traditional testing approach and added a focus on protection more than simply detection. Additionally, they used attack simulations rather than just malware samples. While the data is in the show notes, here's the interesting tidbit. 3 first-generation antivirus products are on the list at the top, highlighting that experience certainly counts in cybersecurity. The U.S. Attorney's Office has broken up a password theft scheme who stole and sold more than 200,000 customer account credentials, mostly about streaming services like Netflix, and had offered them via an online service called AccountBot. Users of the site paid a subscription fee to use others' credentials at a lower price. The case dates back to incidents from 2018 and 2019. The FBI is warning about cybercrime gangs using search results and ads to promote phishing sites and are designed to mimic the brand of an unnamed US-based financial institution. The FBI indicates that this new model is on the rise. The FBI is also warning about scammers targeting families of missing persons, attempting to extort them using information on social media. The actors gather information to make their demands seem legitimate, but have no physical contact with the missing person and cannot offer proof of life. The scams range between $5,000 and $10,000 in ransom. Now, why do we care? Maybe we should have no ransomware Fridays or something. The MITRE data is useful as there's a rush to the latest and greatest to solve a security problem when time-tested solutions can do the trick. None of these work if they aren't implemented right anyway. The takeaway on security issues here is that crime pays, and unless there are incentives to change behavior, we'll see continued product and service offerings from the criminals. Ransomware is top of mind, but it's not the only crime out there to push back on. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. That was only half in jest. Am I over-rotating on ransomware stories? I want to hear from you. Reach out on social media. Let me know what you think. I'm trying to strike that right balance. Talk to you again tomorrow.